This is, oh my god. This is K-Chung Radio. And this is Jorgen. I'm sorry I missed last month, but I'm back. And I have special guest Ryan McGregor in the house. So,
hello.
Yeah, we're going to start off with Pauline Oliveris doing Horse Sings from Cloud. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. at the soonest when the wind begins to sing. The corn it ripens fastest when the frosts are settling in. When a woman tells me that my face she'll soon forget, before we part I'll wage a croon. She's fain to follow it yet. And the snows, they melt the soonest when winds begin to sing. The swallow flies without a thought as long as it is spring. When spring goes and winter blows, my love, then you'll be fain for all your pride to follow me across a raging bay. And the snows, they melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing. The bee that flew when summer shone or can it sting? I've seen a woman's anger melt between the night and the morn, so it's surely not a harder thing to melt a woman's scorn. So don't you bid me farewell here, no farewell I receive, for you will lie with me my kiss and take your leave. I'll wait here till the murk calls and the martin takes the wing. For the snows, they melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing.
Spiral, fine, fine. fine flying sparrow, fine, fine horseman. Morning light, wise maiden man, my family's dead, my heart is in the ground. I have no land, this is no time for a farming man.
This is K-Chong Radio. The wrong mic was on there. Thanks for listening. Special guest DJ Ryan McGregor is in the house, and he's been tantalizing us with wonderful guitar music. Hopefully you've been enjoying what you've heard. We just got to listen to John Fahey doing Christmas classic What Child Is This? And Ryan is going to tell you what preceded that, because I'm afraid to pronounce it, but I'll let him go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so the one before that was Carlos Paredes. It's called Antonio Marinesa. I don't know if that's how you say that, but, you know, gave it my best. Yeah, that was reissued on Drag City a while back, off of the album Movimento Perpetuo. Portuguese guitar player, 12-string instrument. He was also known as the man with 1,000 fingers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's kick-ass. Back to you, Jürgen.
Oh, yeah. So, proceeding, Carlos Paredes, who my father listened to. I have a tape of his that my father gave me. I don't know if it's that album that we heard, but it's one of those two ones that they just reissued. And it's nice to hear him on vinyl, too. We got to hear the Silly Sisters doing a cover of it's like a Norma Waterson tune, The Fine Horseman, and that's off of a CD called No More to the Dance, from the 80s, 1988. That's a duo of Maddie Pryor and June Tabor. And before that, we got to hear, I'll let Ryan tell you.
Okay, so before that one was, here's another hard one to pronounce, kind of. Well, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe I'm, I don't know. Dick Gauguin? Gauguin? Or, yeah, anyway.
Gauguin?
Gauguin? yeah, as a fellow Scotsman, I still can't, I can't even pronounce my own name, so, you know, these things happen. Anyway, the song was called The Snows They Melt the Soonest, and it's off of the album A Handful of Dust. Yeah, recently discovered this guy off of a recommendation from Alistair Roberts on a blog or something. I don't know. He was listing his most influential albums, and this was one of them, and sure enough, I decided to partake in hearing it. So glad I did, because it's pretty kick-ass.
Nice. It was, indeed. Before that, you heard the classic Burt Jancz version of Angie, a Davy Graham song, and from one of my favorite albums, Lucky 13, which is actually compiles a couple different records. Couple of those earlier records before Burt Jancz, or Giants. Still don't know how to say his name.
Right. Yeah, that's one of those.
Yeah.
Acoustic guitar player guy names.
He tells some good jokes over and over again when he plays, or when he played. But anyways, and before that, we heard something else. Hold it, Ryan, tell you.
All right. Okay, yeah, before that one was Richard Crandall and Bill Bartels. The Proletarian Shuffle. Yeah, the Richard Crandall, Zadok released some of his later day stuff. He ended up, they were both like Imbira albums. Yeah, really, like, really beautiful. But this, yeah, he started off as a guitar player. But then I think he had carpal tunnel or something, so he moved on. Apparently, he could still use his thumbs pretty well. So he mastered the thumb piano. Anyway, before him was Stefan Basho Younghans, who took his name from Robbie Basho. in his song Leaving.
Or did he take his name from the poet Basho?
I think it was both. I think it was kind of like the, you know, I mean, yeah, he definitely like both discovered Robbie Basho, and
yeah,
you know, that was like his big,
I think you're right,
his life, whatever. But I mean, I think he might lay claim to the poet as well. Right. But didn't, I think Robbie did as well. So they just like, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant.
Basho was just their thing, both of them. But yeah, that was off the album Is, which is the only, as far as I know, record of his was like put out in 2010. Everything else was a CD. But yeah, no, he's one of my favorites. And yeah, before that was Richard Young's, another one of my favorites, with Soon It Will Be Fire off of Safi. Just one of my favorite songs of all time and artists and everything. But yeah, I could go on all day about
is,
that.
Is Safi the name of his dog?
It was a friend's dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think, I don't know, you read people like reading or writing about it, and it's about a dog. It's what I don't think it's actually about the dog. It was just in a, you well, know, the, you, that was like,
coincidentally, the name is of a dog, maybe.
It was, you know, inspired, you know, influenced by that, you know, tragic passing of a friend's
yeah
dog. But I think, you know, it's more global than that in the
well, there's dogs all over the world.
But yeah, that's true. Yeah, you got a point. Maybe it is about dogs. His words are pretty stream of consciousness. But anyway, you know, nevertheless, it's, yeah.
Yeah, well, back to you. That pretty much brings us back to the first thing we played, which was a lovely piece by Pauline Oliveris called Horse Sings from Cloud. Had the privilege of getting to see a performance of it up in San Francisco last month. And they did a much longer version for a larger ensemble. This one was a quartet of some squeeze boxes. Like, I don't know, accordions, bandoneons, concertinas, and some other one. I can't remember. But I think Ryan's going to cue up another one. Got a few more minutes here, and thanks for listening, and have a Merry Christmas, and a pleasant New Year. yeah. And I'll turn this Fahey thing up a little bit while we switch the record on K-Chunk. Thanks.
She give you 99. bad bitch to her, honey, never tired. Through your town, please tell me the time. Law through your town. Tell me the time. I'm a good timing man. Even if I'm blind. Yes, I'm a good timing man. That don't make no difference if I'm even blind. I want you to know.
Thanks for listening once again. We're about to make our way out of here. Ryan's just going to tell you what the last track was.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, too. Good times. And I was happy to hear that you owned every record that I brought.
No, I don't own all of them. No. Those are yours.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't want those. Yeah. I already have some of them.
Anyway, yeah, that was Robert Pete Williams from Louisiana. It's hard to tell what was the name of the song. Yeah, that's it. Thanks for...
Wait, that's not the name of the song.
It is.
Okay. Well, yeah. We don't know which song it was, but that's all right. Up next...
Riffin.
I think we turned the mics. Well, anyway.